Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Shane here on this Thursday. I pray that you're having a very blessed day. And be sure to check out our website at hisvision.org. Also, our church website at eastviewbc.org. That's Eastview Baptist Church. It's so good, though, to see you today in this daily nugget, or if you're listening on the podcast. I want to continue as we talk about being still and just resting in this restless world. And today I want to talk about meditating on His Word. We'll be in Psalm 119 and verse 15, where the Bible says, "I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways." And so as we look at this here, or think about this passage, you know, we live in a society that seems perpetually addicted, really, to being in a hurry. The practice of meditation, really, to be honest with you, has largely become forgotten in the society we live in. It's a forgotten spiritual discipline. You know, we're always rushing from one task to the other. And sometimes we're just really often skimming over Scripture, those that even read, as if it were merely some type of headline, rather than really taking the time to just be still, savoring it as a sumptuous feast for the soul. And so we see here the psalmist reminds us, I think, of a crucial truth to achieve spiritual growth. Listen, friend, we must engage in meditation. In other words, a deliberate slowing down. We've got to slow our lives down. Why do you say that, Pastor Shane? Well, first of all, in order to allow God's Word to penetrate deeply into our hearts, we've got to take time to slow down from the busyness in the world. You know, biblical meditation is not about emptying the mind, but it's rather filling it with divine truth. And so it involves reflecting on God's Word until it shapes our thoughts. It goes and soothes our emotions, and it directs our actions. And the Hebrew word for meditate, by the way, that conveys the idea of musing. In other words, pondering or rehearsing. You know, there's many things we have to rehearse. I remember when I was playing in band many years ago, we would always have to rehearse different things. It paints this vivid picture of quietly turning God's words over and over in our mind and in our heart. You know, it's much like a jeweler examining a precious gem and looking at it from every single angle. And so, friend, listen, when we engage in meditation on Scripture, the Word of God, I think we transcend mere reading. And what happens is we enter into communion with God Almighty. And it's in those quiet and still moments of reflection that the Holy Spirit begins just to really speak directly to our hearts. And one thing I love about that is that the Holy Spirit, He brings conviction and He guides us back where we've strayed. Comfort us when we're wounded, by the way. And clarity comes to our hearts and our minds when we feel lost. For in meditation, it transforms also mere information simply into genuine inspiration. Think about that. And also into knowledge, into vital nourishment. And so those are things we need to think about as well. You know, think about Joshua for just a moment. You know, Joshua received a directive. The Bible said to him, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night." And so we read that in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Friend, listen, in God's eyes, I want to remind you, success is not measured by speed, but it's measured by the willingness to really just go and to surrender. It's by those who will take time out to listen and to reflect and to apply His Word to their lives. And I think one thing that we need to realize is that meditation, it enables us to carry Scripture from the pages of the Bible into the depths of our hearts. And also, not only there, but also into the fabric of our daily lives that we live. And so, our minds, I'll kind of wrap up with saying this before we go into prayer. Friend, our minds can become battlegrounds. And the enemy is well aware of this. I just want to say something about the enemy. He seeks to fill our thoughts with distractions, with fear, and with turmoil. But yet, friend, when we dedicate time to go every day and meditate on God's promises, let me tell you what that does. I just know from personal experience, His peace begins to govern the very areas where anxiety once resided. And as Psalm 1 also illustrates, the blessed individual delights in the law of the Lord. And it goes on to say right there, and meditates on it day in and day out. In other words, day and night. Ultimately becoming, the Bible says, like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Friend, meditation, it deeply roots us, even as life's winds blow fiercely, and they're blowing fiercely around us. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting outside here and I'm enjoying this fall day with the wind just blowing. Friend, take a moment today, sit quietly with God's Word. Choose one single verse. You don't have to read all these different chapters and all that today. Just take a single verse and allow it to resonate within you. And then ask probing questions about the text. What does this reveal about God's character? Ask that question. What promises are unveiled here in this passage? And ask the question, what actions is God calling me to undertake? Take a sheet of paper, take something, write these insights down. Go and pray. Prayer is the most important thing we can do. Journal them down, pray over them, and strive to live them out. That's what I want to encourage you to do today. Let me pray for you, my friend. Lord, grant me the ability to slow down and attentively listen to your voice through your word. Lord, may the truths of Scripture take deep root in my heart and influence, Lord, my thought and decision. Lord, teach me to meditate with joy and also with obedience. And Lord, may your word, may it transform my life each and every day. I'll pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you again for joining today. I pray that the Lord bless you and keep you, and we'll see you again, Lord willing, on Friday.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.